Let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who's been cruising on Holland America's Zuiderdam for the past few weeks. You can follow her adventures like I have on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Where are you today, Onanta?
We just docked in Singapore today.
Nice. So yeah. I've been following all your images and photos and videos on Facebook and Instagram. A couple of exotic places that you were. Bali was one.
In Bali, we went to two places. So the first place, the first day that we got here, we tendered off to an island called Komodo Island. And this is a wonderful opportunity to see the Komodo dragons. And they're in their natural habitat. It's a wonderful way to see very prehistoric animals. We do have to follow the ranger's guidelines and the naturalists. They're very informative. They are, you know, more about keeping the dragons safe. Yes, us as well. But it's important that, you know, we are very privileged to go and visit this island and to see it. So, they tell you, you know, it's not guaranteed that you're going to see islands, but the first kind of place is like a watering hole. So we saw two huge dragons that were about 20 to 25 years old, and some youth and a baby wandering around. And it's quite interesting how like ancient they look, so very prehistoric. You can see how they've evolved over the years to what they are today. And it's part of the island where you can see the dragons, you can see pink beaches. There's a local fishing beach that you can go see. Now, because we're on the cruise, we tendered in, and it was like a 7-minute tender ride in. Mm-hmm. But I've also noticed that people from other parts of Bali, actually, you could either fly in on a small aircraft or take a boat, I guess, ferry to the island as well. Now, you can also see not just Komodo dragons. You can see some beautiful birds as well as manta rays. You can actually snorkel among them. And then home to people who are lucky to call Komodo National Park is the village. And this is where the majority of villagers are fishermen, though there's some are very skilled carvers, creating wooden Komodo dragon artifacts that you can buy and take home as well. Now, with visiting them, we are the naturalists and the guides are very much like draw a line in the dirt and say you cannot go closer to them. So you may see some pictures of mine that are close, but it's more about the camera zooming in than me being brave. And you don't want to be brave because these guys, they actually, even though they look kind of cumbersome, they can move pretty fast. And, you know, not there's been a lot of tourist incidents, but there have been, which we don't want to, you know, get involved with at all.
No, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're you know, pretty big animals, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they are. They're absolutely huge. And they have these like slithery tongues that come shooting out and stuff like that. So again, we saw seven. Some people only saw one or two. So we were very, very blessed. Mm-hmm. It's funny too, because they were, the naturalists would tell us about, sometimes you'd come across this awful smell. And what it was is like a kill that they did a couple of years ago, or a couple of days ago, perhaps, and then the carcass is still around. They can, the dragons, can smell blood from far, far away. Oh. So you have to be very mindful of that, especially if you, as a person, may have that, you know, situation.
Oh my.
as a lady and such.
Yeah, yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah.
I've seen videos of Komodo dragons like eating, and oh my goodness, like their jaws are very powerful and they just gulp their food down. So I would be keeping my distance from them if I was on that tour.
Absolutely, yeah. And then at the end of the tour, like you walk, or you kind of walk through the rainforest and the jungle part of it, and then you end up in this village which has a multitude of merchants there, and they probably sell all the same stuff. They got it from the same manufacturer, and they're big into bargaining. So have the fun of bargaining with still being fair about what you are, offering. And then they have like places where you can eat, whether it's chips or pop or whatever. One thing that surprised me is that technology goes far, because we're thinking this is a very primitive island, but if you want to pay by card, they have tap.
They want to make it easy as possible to take your money.
That is right, absolutely. And then the
Okay, well, that
next
sounds like a
day,
cool adventure.
yeah, it was. It was very cool. We're very blessed to have been able to see these animals, because pretty much this is, other than a zoo, this is where you would see them in their natural habitat. So I was very happy, to be able to have that opportunity. And then the next day we went to Benoa. So we cruised over to that port, and we chose a short excursion called a VW safari car. So these are VW cars that were actually made in Mexico, and they come in, and so when you walk out, there's about 30 of them, all different colors. Each couple or solo have their own cars, and they have their own guide and driver, and it's an open air car, so you get to enjoy the fresh air as you go along. And it was very informative. The guide speaks perfect English, and the driver was a lot of fun. And when I say fun, it's like you're at a stop sign, but he'll go kind of off to the side through, like, the turning lane, and get ahead of the traffic in the lights, kind of thing. All very safe, but they're also very still, because we went through a quite a deluge of rain, and there was a lot of rain in a short amount of time, which they manage very skillfully, because you would go through big puddles at your splash, so it's hard to see. But I never felt scared or anything at all. And the opportunity to see different places. So the first place that we stopped was like a boutique, where they make batiks, and they show you how it's made, like the patterns and and then how they apply it. So that was fun, and definitely, it's a shopping experience that some people will like and some people don't, but it was interesting. Yeah, shopping is shopping, right? And then we would carry on to this place where they handmade, it's a center, this village, for traditional Balinese musical instruments. So the local people here would create beautiful handiwork to accompany the graceful dance ceremonies of Indonesia. So that was good. And just hearing the sounds of it, like whether it's drums or cymbals or gongs, it was beautiful. And yeah, then we headed off for lunch. We got to go through the countryside, and you got to see where the local farmers would grow rice or nuts or chilies. You see the rice terraces. And then we would continue on to see this gorgeous temple. Very ancient, but beautifully maintained and kept. And it was built in the 11th century, and I'm deliberately not saying the words just because I don't want to mispronounce them. But on my social media, I definitely wrote them out so you can know where they are. It was built in the 11th century, and it's a series of steps that leads to the entrance door, where there's a demonic face stands guard over the temple grounds, and just the beautiful. What is it called? Like when you bring like offerings of thanks, the people would bring it to, and visiting this village, which is has barely changed in more than a century, and it's been named like one of the most beautiful villages in the world. It is gorgeous, and I hope you go online and see my pictures, because it's just amazing. It's so clean, it's so well laid out. It's amazing how the front, and then you go inside, how it extends and how many families live there. In fact, there's signs on the front that say how many people live in this area, many men, how many women. Yeah. So a beautiful day. So grateful to have been able to experience it all. And a good way to go from different places in Bali on the ship where you're not navigating the traffic really at the end of the day.
Exactly. So today you're in Singapore. Do you have anything planned for that?
Right. Yeah. So we're going to just explore Singapore and enjoy the opportunity to see it. Now, I can't remember how many years ago I've been here. For Bali, it was 15 years ago that I was here. So Singapore is probably a lot longer. Going by Raffles, where Singapore Slam was was created. And just seeing, you know, the layout of this very tiny country, really, or city. And then just a couple of things to know. So when we were in Bali, we had to buy like a tourist visa, and you could do it on board. It just is applied to your shipboard credit or account. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you also need to get a visa that they give you all the instructions. Holland America is very good at that. You get a QR code that you do have to present upon exiting the ship and going into Benoa or wherever you are. It was Benoa. It wasn't Komodo Island. And then today, there wasn't a cost, but we definitely had to apply for a transit document to be able to exit the ship. And then we had to bring our passports along with this transit card. So there are documentation that you will have to manage while you're on board. And they take care of you, though. Like, you're not going to be confused figuring out what you have to do.
Well, that's good. I could just imagine the workload for the crew members that have to look after all that paperwork.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is huge, because even though our ship's not full, there's still 1,300 people on board, right? So that's a lot of people to manage. Today is an exit point for some people that started their journey in Fort Lauderdale at the beginning, January 4th. So we're losing about 300 people. I don't think the same amount of people are coming on board. So I think at the end of the day, there'll only be 900 people carrying on to Cape Town.
And that's your next stop, is Cape Town?
No. After this, Cape Town's not till March 25th. So after this, we're heading to Malaysia. We're spending a couple of days there. Lots more activity to see and to enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds amazing. And I have been following your photos and videos on Facebook, Instagram, and X. And people can do that at Onanta Forbes, and your website as well as onantaforbes.com. Good stuff, Onanta. So we'll catch up with you next week, and we'll hear all about your adventures from the ports of call.
You bet. Absolutely. Yeah, it's been a joy, and we're very appreciative of the opportunity. So, can't wait to talk again.